Well, let's begin with a poem from your collection, Oculus. And I think the poem Occidentalism is a great way to frame this conversation.
Yes, great. Yes, I will read that poem, Occidentalism. A man celebrates erstwhile conquests, his book locked in a silo, still in print. I scribble, make Sharpie lines, deface its text like it defaces me. Outside, grain fields whisper, marble lions are silent, yet silver-tongued with excellent teeth. In this life, I have worshipped so many lies, and then I workshop them, make them better. An East India Company, an opium trade, a war, a treaty, a concession, an occupation, a man parting the veil covering a woman's face, his nails prying her lips open. I love the fragility of a porcelain bowl. How easy it is to shatter, like the Han Dynasty urn Ai Weiwei dropped in 1995. If only recovering the silenced history is as simple as smashing its container. Book, bowl, celadon spoon. Such objects cross borders the way our bodies never could. Instead, we're left with history, its blonde dust. That bowl is unbreakable. All its ghosts still shudder through us like small breaths. The tome of hegemony lives on, circulates in our libraries, in our bloodstreams. One day, a girl like me may come across it on a shelf, pick it up, read about all the ways her body is a thing. And I won't be there to protect her, to cross the text out and say, go ahead, rewrite this.